This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing as Weston reads our scripture for today.
For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. After a church service on Sunday morning, a young boy suddenly announced to his mother, "Mom, I've decided to become a minister when I grow up." "Well," his mother said, "that's okay with us, but what made you decide that?" "Well," said the little boy, "I have to go to church on Sunday anyway, and I figured it'd be more fun to stand up and yell than to sit and listen." Today is the first Sunday of 2010. The new year should be a time of reflection for all of us. To think about the plans and goals we set for ourselves in the previous year in association to where we are right now. How well did you do? Did you do well in the things you set out to do, or did you find yourself coming up short? I can remember whenever I was going to college in Springfield, and keep in mind I was pursuing a degree in economics. My mind was filled with cost-benefit analysis, studying the impact of different fiscal policies versus the impact of different monetary policies in our economy. You see, everything was based on the assumption of what a prudent person would do to increase their utility. It was assumed that if we increase our utility, we are happier. The only measure of utility we have is money. Therefore, the assumption was the more money you had, the happier someone would be. Every semester in different classes at some point, we inevitably talked about goals that we had in our life over the next 5, 10, 15 years. Looking back, I am ashamed. But it's probably no surprise to some here that my goals were all money-centered goals. At that time, and even a few years after college, everything for me centered around money. I thought money was going to be what defined me. Later on, I realized that if I didn't change my attitude towards money, I was going to be someone that I didn't want to be. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that money isn't important, but I was letting it consume my life to a point that it was hurting relationships with other people. Now I've realized the things in life that I have received the most joy from are things you cannot buy, but you work for. Like Dennis talked about last week, it's that tingling feeling you get when you think about the people that we, as a church family, have helped in places like Oklahoma. ...2010 offers us the chance to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. It is a time to set new goals and to make new plans as to how you will meet these goals. As every day in the Lord should be, the new year is a day of new beginnings.